The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
From the bottom brings a brisa that if you have a machlekes tanoim, so what do you do? So the brisa says, where's the brisa brings a tanakama? It says, "Hayushnayim echad matamiv echad matar echad oisav echad matir." Im hayu echad mehem gadol mechaveri bechochma v'minyan halaych acharav, v'imlav halaych achar machmir. Tanakama says that if one is gadol, one of the chalkim is gadol from the other one, so you follow the gadol, and if not, if they're shavim, so then you have to be machmir. Rabbi Shulman Karchoimer, v'shal teira halaych achar machmir, v'yedei raisa u'machmir, v'shal seifrim halaych achar mekol, v'yedei rabbanon. You can be Mekel. Om Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, Halacha Rabbi Shulman Karcha. The Halacha is like Rabbi Shulman Karcha. The Rambam brings this Halacha in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei. Shnei Chachomim, Shnei Batidin, Shenechlaku, Shalai Bizman Sanhedrin, Oyat Shalai Higi, Adov Lehem, Bizman Echad, Bizman Echazah, Echad Metami, Echad Metar, Echad Oysev, Echad Mater, Im Einato Yodea, Lehechon Hadin Noita, if you don't know what the Halacha is, we'll come back to this Lashon soon, Vinyada, Bishal Teiru, Halech Acher HaMachmir, or Bishal Seifrim, Halech Acher HaMekol. So by the Raisa, we're Machmir, by the Rabbanim, we're Mekol. The Rambam leaves out anything about Godel, right, so that means that the Rambam learned that Rabbi Shulman Karcha is arguing not just in terms of the Rabbanon, that you don't have to be machmir by the Rabbanon, that he's arguing on the Tanakam on that, but also on what the Tanakam said, that you follow the Gadol, and that the Rambam is saying no, it's straightforward. By the Raisa you machmir, by the Rabbanon you make. Rabbi Chanan, in the context of Seifrim, Simen Hei Ois Yudches Yes Akasha. He says, you find in the Gemara in different places that they were Tanoim who were Mekel, not like the other Chachamim. And it says that they were Mekel Lemaisa. Like the Gemara says, M'kayim Eshel Rabbi Leza, Hayu Karsen Eitzim, Lassis Pachamim B'Shabbos. Rabbi Leza holds Machshirei Mila is Mutter on Shabbos, to be Mechal Shabbos. So you could chop wood, you could light a fire, to heat up water for the bris, for the Vlad, for the mother, whatever. V'chem M'kayim Eshel Rabbi Yisya Glili, Hayu Eichlam Basar Eif B'Cholav. Right? Then Rabbi Yosef Glili, he held that Basar Eif B'Cholav was Mutter. So the Gemara says, in his place, that's what they did. So the Gemara says that there's no problem with Lysis Goydidu, for whatever reason. In fact, Rabbi Chanan, forget about Lysis Goydidu. But Heich Shari Liyochid Lassis Kedvarav Negad Arayv. Ta'alochi Kerabim. Ta'alochi is Kerabim. So how could the Yochid knew that the Rabbim was Chalik? Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Lassa knew that the Chum were Chalik on them. So how were they able to be Mekel like their own Shita? So then he says like this, says Bishlam, but this that Bishama was also Kidivrayan. So that we have a Svara, the Gemara says Machadid Tfei. But the other Tanaim you don't find that. Then he says like this, Vishama Yishlaimar, that he brought a Ramban earlier in Simandalo Isches, that when does the Yochid have to do like the Rabbim? That's when the Rabbim heard the Divrei HaYochid and his Tainus, and they weren't masking. But before that, then they could follow their own Shita, and if they're Machmer, if the Yochid is Machmer, they have to be machmer. They can't be seinuch on the rabbim that's mekel. Kivan shabaru lo shein hadin kedivreim. So he says, so maybe the pshat these gemaras is, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yosef Glili, they were being mekel like this shita before the chachamim heard what they said and argued. Now, there's an obvious kash on this. The Ramban is saying it when the yochid is mekel. I'm sorry, when the yochid is machmer, that he's not allowed to be mekel like the rabbim. But Fakir to say that he could be Simich on his own shita to be Mekel, can I get the Rabbim? How can you do that? Maybe the Chachamim will argue on him. Bishlam, you have to be Machmer to your own shita because maybe the Chachamim won't disagree. But maybe they will disagree. So then, if you're saying a Kula, how could you say a Kula? So he says, Rabbi Chanan says, Mikol Makim, he asked this Kashi, he says, no, maybe you could still say, the Kol Hechad Leisham HaRabbim, Mr. Vihayochid, Adayin L'Chalal of Klal Dinad Achram Lahatis. The whole din of Achram Lahatis is only chal once there's a masu matan between the rabbim and the miut, then the miut has to do like the rabbim. And he says, Kimidumani, as I say, state in Kundus HaSmichel Mar Albach, l'shem the Chubas HaRashba. Now, L'chair, it's very hard to say that over here, what he's bringing from the Rashba. Because L'maisa, there's a klal of Halachic Rabbim. You could always say, aye, maybe the rabbim will be made to you. Right, so you have to know what the Pshat and the Rashba is. It's Takash Vayrashba, but to apply it over here is not Pashat. So it would seem that the Rambam is saying a different teretz to this kasha. The Rambam that we just read, the Rambam says, Lashon the Rambam, if you don't know the halacha, then we have kolim of the safek deraisa l'chumra, or the other kol that Rabbi Chanan is talking about of halacha karavim. That's only talk if you don't know. But Rabbi Lezer had no safek. Rabbi Lezer knew the din. Rabbi Lezer held as a dove of bar, either he was makabel of b'misayra, or he held a misvar, or he had a right from a pasuk, whatever the makaris of the particular din is. Rabbi Lezer held its mutter. Rabbi Yisrael clearly held its mutter. It wasn't a safek. They know that it's mutter. So even though this taka arrive, it doesn't matter. Because this gemara with the klali hayra is when you have a safek. But there is no safek. Now let me just point out, that's all by a regular machlekes. If there was a bezdin hagodol, had a yeshiva's bezdin, and they paskind, then of course you have your kof of the bezdin hagodol. But kofman, there's no mush of bezdin. So then, if you know the din, you know the din. You don't have to listen to anybody else. Okay. Now, Hanicha, you could say that for the Chacham himself, Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Lezer themselves. But what about, it says, B'mkaimam, in their places, Dailam was Mekel. How were they allowed to be Mekel? So, we look in the Ritva here, he says this also. He says that anybody who asked him the Halacha, he passed the Halacha for them. And by him, it was a Halacha Brura. They were Makabal the Psak. They can and they should follow his Psak. Is Ramban in Chulin, Mem Gimel, Mem Beis, Ramban is Akasha, that the Gemara says you could do either like Basil or Beishamai. So if the Ramban is, what do you mean? But you have a Gemara here with the Klalim. So Ramban says, Mitoich Shamach Leikosim Shal Talmide Beishamai Basil Gedoilo, V'chol Chach Meishrol Nechnosim Tachtel, V'nasis Lehem Toirik Beis Toiris, Rishus L'chol Echad Lashish Kedavrayim, V'kivin Shekain Zahar Reitzelizim Beishamai V'lashish Kedavrayim Lo'ilom, Rasha, you can't go back and forth. But if you become a Beishamai Dikayid, and you're Makabal the Psakim of Beishamai, so then you should follow Beishamai all the time with Kulan L'chumru. As says Dr. Ramban and the Ran also over there, the Chedushay Ran and Chulin. That means that when you have a Plukta that's Shaykh to Kol Chachme Yisrael, any Yid can be Mishtaich to either side of the Machlekes. Not in the Machlekes, but you Mishnaich, and you say, I am a Talmud of Shammai, I am a Talmud of Hillel. You're a Shaykh that happens matters. Loimi boy, if you live in the city, right? And that's the Bezdin. And Mekai Mishal B'Yosei Aglili, B'Yosei Aglili was the Bezdin in the city. He was the Rav in the Stadt. So Avada, they were kafif to him. But even if you live somewhere else, if you're Mishnaich to that Adam Gadol, to that Paisik, then that's Taka what you should do. And Kol Shekein, if it's Taka, you're Rebbe. The Chazenish, in Yeridei Yisim and Kufnun Sifkan Hei says this idea, read it inside where he says it. Nir demin hadin trei batei dinin tzrichin kol bezdin l'hisnai kedaitim. Each bezdin has to be knowing like their own shita, even if one is gadol b'chachma b'minyan. Why? Kiven the bezdin hakatan gam kan higiu lohiro v'loi hushav moish of bezdin hagadol shal kol yisrael achriya dovezeh. That's all Kol Zman. There was no moish of bezdin of bezdin hagadol. Bezdin hagadol paskin, Sanhedrin hagadol paskin. The Rambam says beginning with his mamrim, the heim tayrish of alpeh, that is the cheftz of tayrish of alpeh. There's nothing to talk about. But Kol Zman, it didn't reach that level, then each bezdin has to follow their own shita. Okay, that's the bezdin themselves. What about shar ha'om? So he says, im hein mi talmidei bezdin hakotan, oi mi talmidei talmideyan, whether you're a Talmud, a direct Talmud, or you're a Talmud of a Talmud, or you're just you're shaykh to a kehila that follows that Adam Gadol, tzrichin lasis kairo osam. Avol shara rotzay shein and talmidim, but somebody who has no shaykhis to either one of these batei dinim, tzrichin lasis kebezin agadol shemachlekes. That those people, the shara rotzay, have to follow the Gadol. V'chein dairis haboyin. Future dairis, she'ein on talmidehen, oimi talmidei shneim, oisim hagadol, if they're not from the talmidim. But if they're shaykh to that kehila, then avada, they should follow their pasuk. I finished a little bit earlier, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Nun, he takes it a little bit further. He says, the hod omer b'shal teir halecha achar ha-machmer, this is what the Gemara says over here, you follow the machmer and the dairisa, eino yalu b'she'ein echem mehem rabbi. If your Rav tells you something is mutter to do on Shabbos, you have a shayla nuchas bayir, and your Rav tells you it's mutter, and you know that other rabbanim grace apayskim are chaylik. I'm not talking that your Rav made a toys. He's going with the shita that it's mutter. And it's a klara shita, but you know, there are chelkim, and it's a deraisa. Many cases of boyer on Shabbos are deraisa. Or other kinds of shilas. So why didn't you say? The Gemara is saying, oh, you have to follow the machmer, halecha achem machmer. Talk to Chazainish, that's not true. Because the Gemara is only talking, b'she'ein ech mehem rabbi. But if one of them is rabbi, halecha achem af lahakal. Well, mikri rabbi, what's the definition of rabbi? Kol shu karav loy, v'shoymeash mo'ois of tamid b'roiv ha-mitzvahs. Somebody you have a shaykhis to, and you follow what he says, b'roiv ha-mitzvahs. And what if you have two? You can and you should choose one of them. And he says that's the pshat in the Gemara, like we mentioned from the Ramban. That it means it's true even after Moisai. Somebody has a right to follow an Adam Gadol, even if the Adam Gadol is not alive today. If he follows him, he knows his Hayrois, his Halachas, Mipi Talmidov, or his Svarim, then he could do it. Even Lahakal B'Shal Taira. Even if the Chalkim are Rabbim, calls man, Shleihaya Moshe Bezdin, V'chri was Halacha. Then he says, that's the Pshat, this Gemara that we started with. So that L'chaira is the issue of Honorable Chanan's Kav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.